Hi, everybody. This is John with Out of Character, and today we are doing the Marvel Double Date featuring Rogue and Captain Marvel. This is a one-shot type thing because one of our members couldn't make it to record Adventures in Middle Earth, so we're doing this instead. I hope you like it.
I'm Tina, and I am playing my favorite Marvel character, who happens to be Rogue.
And I'm Jessica, and I'm playing my favorite Marvel character, Captain Marvel.
For those who are wondering, we are going to be playing the Marvel Heroic Role-Playing Game, which is a really fun game. It no longer can be found easily, but if you see a copy, try to grab it. We are going to be doing this in our own little pocket Marvel universe because the comics suck and have for a very, 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 very long time, and I don't want to deal with them.
We're going to piss off people.
I don't care. So, at this point in the Marvel universe of my making, the X-Men are continuing to suffer in a world that hates and fears them even as they struggle to protect it. They have saved the world and the galaxy and the universe more times than they can count, but they continue to struggle to, like, not have bottles thrown at them when they're, like, you know, going to the grocery store. To try to help with this, the Avengers are going to help organize a number of team exercises. Basically, the idea is for X-Men to be seen working alongside the Avengers, you know, going on patrol, dealing with everyday crime, hopefully fostering some goodwill for the mutants. Captain America has asked Captain Marvel, because you have this rapport with the X-Men, to go up and, you know, visit them in Westchester and return to New York, go on patrol, just to deal with, you know, whatever you come across. He trusts you, you can work with them better than most people are going to be able to. Rogue, because you are the most normie-looking Avenger, right, or normie-looking X-Men right now, it was down to you or Marrow. Nightcrawler bowed out respectfully. You're the only three X-Men in the mansion. The rest of them all got invited to the wedding up in Shi'ar space.
Why did I get invited?
Mostly because they can't leave the planet without some number of X-Men.
All right. You know, I miss another wedding.
Basically, Professor Xavier's not going to go, and, like, it's that awkward, you know, my ex-girlfriend's at a wedding,
yeah,
I'm at a wedding.
That's true.
Like, so they didn't want to leave them all alone. So,
yeah,
like, a few of
yeah.
you stay behind in case the Juggernaut tries to wreck the place, which happens every time you leave the planet. You come back to a crater.
I swear he has some kind of little device. Ding, 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 ding.
The X-Men are off planet except for Charlie.
Oh, he's going to be great.
Then he comes running, and we're all just like, as we're taking off, we're just like, I really like this mansion.
I always liked when they rebuild the mansion in the comics, and you see, like, Colossus, like, lifting pillars. And just,
yeah,
like,
they're all, like, using their powers, just like,
Gambit's, like, using his powers to explode things to build stuff, and I'm like, how the hell is that?
You're like, I don't think he's a licensed contractor.
Because of a secret role that happened before our game began, you are going to be flying a Quinjet Captain Marvel.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to say, because this is going to be a relatively short game, just to speed things along, you've already flown to Westchester. You've already picked up your passenger, who you were really, really, really hoping that Nightcrawler was going to be the one on this mission.
Anyone but
me. Now, okay, so is this after, like, the AVX and basically
AVX didn't happen in this universe.
Okay, so we still don't like each other.
No, you do not. And that's
okay.
Why they're putting you in a room together. Because they want this to work, and you're both heroes, and they need you to work out your issues.
Okay.
Unlike the Blackbird, you don't have to be equipped with stealth. You're an Avenger. You can fly pretty much, unless you want to hit a building just about wherever you want to go.
Yeah. Plus, though, I don't
Sometimes
think you're much
you
of a
building.
I mean, no offense, I don't think you're really much of a pilot anyways.
No, Rogue doesn't.
Rogue's pretty
yeah.
good.
Yeah, I mean, she's not...
She's not Captain Marvel.
Well, no. I do have vehicle expert.
So do I.
We're going to role play. You are in a Quinjet, soaring over, you know, the idyllic Westchester landscape. You see, you know, big expanses before you get to the proper New York. You've got, like, in a Quinjet, not flying at breakneck speeds. A 10-minute flight, if that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Tony asked you to keep it. Don't wreck this one. They're down to three, and he doesn't want to have to, like, make another one this week.
Oh, like, he can't afford it.
Well, it's expensive to fund the Avengers, so...
Most of that's his fault.
Look, a fully stocked bar...
Has Demon in a Bottle happened in this?
Yes. Hey, you've got your own issues.
I know. I know, that's right. They both went to AA together.
How awkward is this flight?
Okay, so what, we're flying along.
I am looking the absolute opposite way.
What, because you're embarrassed?
Yes.
Because of what you did, and you know what you did was wrong.
Rogue has always said that.
Mm-hmm.
She has never, I don't think at any point has Rogue ever said, you deserved what happened to you.
All right, so we're just flying
always,
along.
She's always had that guilt. Your voice has always been in her head.
Less so now.
Yeah.
Yeah, all of that kind of.
Yeah, but you know.
What is our mission? Just to go back to...
Just do a patrol of New York. You do know, both of you are aware, there is increasing tension between the human and mutant population in New York because, unfortunately, some of the better-known mutant criminals have been carrying out a lot of violent robberies lately. So there's a lot of innocent mutants in New York who are suffering as a result.
Okay, so we're flying along. I'm assuming we haven't said anything up until this point.
It's maybe more
a nod.
I think it's more of the nod, like...
I think we're both... It is awkward.
It is, because I'm just
because
like...
Because I just... I don't... Like, I'm trying to say something, but I, you know...
What do you say?
Yeah.
Hey, sorry for, like, stealing your... Your very being.
So it's probably best if we don't talk about our past for this one.
Agreed.
Okay. And we're, you know, just, we have a job that we're going to do, and we're going to get through it.
Perfect.
Mm-hmm.
Ah, that sounds lovely.
All right. And so what I was thinking is we get back to, we parked us back at the tower. Do we still have Avengers Tower at this point?
Mansion.
It's the mansion. Yeah. Okay. So we go back to the mansion, we park this, and we actually patrol on foot. See, here's the thing. I don't really do the street level stuff that much. So this is actually going to be kind of fun. We'll be like Spider-Man.
He sneezed all in his mask. He was eating a hot dog. He lost that.
That sounds exactly what I think they want us to do.
So, we're just gonna fly along.
Okay.
Yeah. Me too.
Yeah.
Did you get a haircut?
Yes, I did.
It looks very nice.
Thank you.
I'm gonna cheat. I'm gonna cheat and backtrack and say that you don't have Avengers Mansion. You do have the tower, but it's like a la New Avengers, because that was the coolest Avengers hangout.
Okay. No, that was my favorite. That's why
New
I was
Avengers
doing.
Was yeah. so cool, yeah. So, yes, you do have the tower.
Okay, sweet. That's where we're going.
Okay. So... Pretty much the landing sequence automated. I'm not going to ask you to make any kind of roll because there's no reason to. You're a decorated pilot.
Yes. War vet. Everything. I crashed Tony's what was it?
Maserati.
Test plane.
Oh, God.
Yeah. But anyways, okay. It wasn't my fault. It was his defect.
So when you're landing, you know, basically the Quinjet is like assembled and disassembled. By robot arms, start taking parts out, replacing them, cleaning them, keeping this thing in tip-top, ready to go on a moment's notice. There's a nice ramp with heated steps to keep you, you know, so even in, like, zero-degree weather, you can walk down this thing without slipping or falling, because Boo-Boo's hurt.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know...
Not for me.
Well, not for the invulnerable ones, but, you know, Daredevil is, like, comes in to visit sometimes, and he slips.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it hurts.
He is pretty cute. I don't think he would know that.
For those who didn't read New Avengers, Avengers Tower is basically like an old, basically one of Tony Stark's old buildings that he converted into like a cool hangout for the Avengers. Full on, you know, basically urban fortress style building. Big skyscraper, beautiful, very public place for the Avengers to be because they want the idea to be, you know, we are not hiding, we are not separate. We're right in the middle of New York. We're here. If something goes down, we're going to step in and help. You basically stepped into the main floor, which is wood panel floor, beautiful tile wall, very fancy. And as soon as you step through the door, you see a familiar face waiting for you. He is a very old gentleman, bald, very immaculate clothing, waiting for you with...
Jarvis, how are you?
I am quite well, Captain. May I get you anything?
No. I think we're going to be going down the streets.
And you, ma'am?
I'm all right, sweetie. Wait,
Sugar? Yeah, you have to have the southern draw. Technically, I should be talking with a Boston accent.
Hey, I'm Gerald Davis over here.
I will pay $5 not to try a Boston accent.
Yeah, you don't want me to do a Boston accent. Okay, anyways. Anything you want to do in here while we're here?
You remember Jarvis a little bit.
Yeah.
Because, again, you don't have Captain Marvel's full-on, like, when you touch someone... You know, you get all their memories and experiences, but, like, Jarvis is just so ingrained in all the Avengers' psyches. You get, like, this flash of him, like, bringing you soup and him playing cards with you. Because, you know, it's Jarvis.
It's Jarvis, yeah. I kind of smile and shake my head. Still incredibly awkward at this point.
Jarvis, have some chicken and waffles ready. And yes, some grits, maybe. That's what you eat, isn't it?
He looks a bit askance at grits, and he's like, I shall prepare them to the best of my ability.
Thank you. We want you to feel like home.
Wow!
What? I'm trying to be nice.
Hush, puppies.
She's smirking as she's saying this. Tell you what, let's go down to the street. Raisha, I'm going to fly out the door.
I take off right after her.
So you both fly into the elevator, or you just fly?
No, fly right off the pad. Yeah. But like, yeah.
Okay. So.
And just going to go straight down to the street.
We're playing some chicken.
Are we actually going to do this?
Yeah.
All right. How do we do? Oh, subsonic flight.
Yeah.
So basically, you're going to assemble a pool of dye. Okay. If you want to roll to see who's going to beat who.
So subsonic flight.
Yep, eight. So that's a D8.
Okay.
So you're both buddies, so take your buddy die.
Which is another 8.
Mm-hmm.
No, mine's a 6.
Mm-hmm.
Ha ha!
Yeah, because I don't play good. I'm better alone than I am.
Now, you have your distinctions.
Stolen personality. Well, not personality.
So you do Southern Belle. It can help or hurt, so you can either have a D6 or a D4.
Wait, for what? These?
Your distinctions, yep. If you think a distinction would apply to this.
Because I can do take charge attitude, because I basically just said, yeah. You know, so I can say that. And even battle test, take charge attitude works.
So add 1d6 to the roll.
I'm going to say stolen personality, because her being kind of the daredevil pilot.
Yep.
And me being like, yep, let's play this game of chicken.
All right, add a d6.
Okay.
And if you feel that any of your specialties would apply.
Superhuman stamina?
That would be your powers.
Okay.
Your specialties would be like if you have.
Oh, down here?
Yeah, there are things like cosmic expert, psych expert. I don't think any of them would apply in this case unless you make a really good argument for it. But
no.
So, once you've assembled. So, in Marvel heroic role playing games, you don't roll one die, you're assembling pools of die to achieve an effect. In this instance, because it's a competition, we're going to see who's going to hit the ground first. So
please. This is actually kind of funny when you answer to a name other than Carol Danvers or Captain Marvel, so please call me Cheeseburger later.
Oh, yeah.
That is one of her names.
Wait, what?
Basically, in this game, you have milestones. You get XP by having story things occur, and it's different for every character. Captain Marvel is going to have different milestones than Rogue.
Yeah.
Which is really cool. I always thought that was a cool part of this game.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Oh, that's interesting. Okay, gotcha. All right, ready?
Yep.
Okay.
Alright, so this is a good time to talk about how rolls work. You can pick two of these die. This, I am going to give you a PowerPoint for, so you can't use that. But you do get a PowerPoint, which you can use for many things. That's going to represent your PowerPoint.
Okay.
You didn't roll anyone, so you get Jackal. So, you can always pick two dice.
Okay.
Basically, this is what you rolled.
Okay.
For example, if you wanted, you could pick your 4 and your 6.
That's what I would do.
And you would say, I want my effect die to be a D8. So, you rolled a 10, your effect die is a D8.
Okay.
Because you rolled less well, you have fewer options to choose from.
Okay. But I rolled a 10.
Yeah, you could, and you would have an effect die of a D4 if you want to do that. Okay.
So what?
So
you roll it again?
Nope. The effect die is basically how the amount that you roll is basically a number you're trying to beat that I know that you don't. The effect die determines how powerful your effect is. So basically it's like you're rolling these numbers, see, I punch the Sentinel. How much damage are you doing to the Sentinel is the effect die.
Okay.
So you basically fly down the side of this building at like insane speeds. Not quite enough to break the sound barrier. Go you.
I'm not trying.
But you're, like, neck and neck for most of this flight. Because, again, she stole your powers, and, mm-hmm. you know...
At this point, I put on my Carol Danvers mask!
Are you wearing a coat? Or are you wearing the full 90s robe?
I would like big to... hair robe 90s.
So you got the leather jacket?
Yeah, I got my bomber jacket.
The big hair.
So you're flying... I love 90s Rogue.
Well, yeah, it's my fave.
You're like a few stories up, and Captain Marvel basically just starts to, like, get you in a game of chicken to see who's going to swerve at the last minute. And you've crashed through a lot of things over the years. And
it's
a
specialty. It's a specialty.
And you see, like, there's people gathered around the mansion, around Avengers Tower, like, taking pictures. It's a tourist location.
Yeah.
And you just imagine yourself on the front page in a pile of rubble when, like, you know, Professor Xavier, like, opens his paper in the morning with his, like, his sterling silver teapot, and he's just, like, gives you that disappointed look. He's
and
not
then
mad.
I'm gonna hear it from Scott.
Oh, when God. Scott gets back, he gets back, you're gonna have rubble duty. You're gonna have extra danger room sessions.
Oh my God, I'm gonna beg Wolverine to kill him finally.
Good luck finding him. He ditched.
Ah, fucker.
He's off in Canada somewhere.
Ooh.
When Cyclops is away, the Wolverine will do it or go where he wants to go. Basically, Captain Marvel, you just land. You pull up from the landing, like, land on your feet with, like, no difficulty. And you just see Rogue, like, awkwardly slowing down, like...
Tink.
And the tourists are just going nuts because you don't see Avengers landing outside of the tower. They're mm-hmm. gathering around. They're taking pictures. They're, like, trying to get your autographs.
Well, I'm going to walk over and start talking to them.
Captain Marvel, you sign my pamphlets?
Absolutely. And then, like, who wants to take a selfie with me?
Oh, yeah. They're all about selfie sticks are coming out.
Yeah.
A few people are starting to, like, notice that you're there, but they're not sure who you are.
Yeah.
And then one of them says, like, who's... Is this the new Avenger?
No, this is Rogue. She is one of the X-Men.
And at this point, I just go...
No, we're trying... We're working together with the X-Men.
Why?
Recently. Because they're good people.
Is it true that if you touch a mutant, you
Here's
can
the
become
thing,
a
I know
mutant?
How to PR.
Yeah.
So remember, I had a publicist and everything.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. You did.
Yeah.
That's right.
I heard mutants have diseases, like the Morlocks.
No more than me.
Creepy Rogue.
I'm going to ask you to make, this is going to be a social kind of role.
So you're a psych expert?
Yeah, absolutely.
Which is a D8, and that's nothing else, so...
If there's anything else that you think can apply, like any of your specialties, or, you do get your affiliation die at minimum.
Okay.
Remember, distinctions can count for or against you.
Okay, wait, what was it? The
You're a buddy right
buddy,
now,
so, okay,
yeah,
so we can do that. And then take charge attitude,
yeah.
I guess we can stick with that one.
Yeah.
And you said that's a 6, right?
That's a D6, yep.
Alright.
So basically, you're trying to create an asset that you can play on, basically.
I'm doing PR.
Yeah.
That's it. Try to make her look good, you know, in front of the people.
Oh, sure, I don't need you to make me look good.
Oh, yes, you do.
That was good.
So 9 and then a 7.
Okay, so you are going to have an asset. We're going to say the asset is excellent PR.
She's known for her assets.
And it's a D8 asset, so...
She's wearing spandex.
Take that away from her! Take it away! I'm sorry, it's a flight suit, I apologize. Alright, continue. Asset.
I'm
the good one in this group.
Which worries me.
Help me, Nightcrawler. I'm trying to channel you to, like... So the way assets work is basically, if you're in a situation where you're like, I need help, you can invoke these aspects that you create, these assets that you create, to be like, I need to get this crowd on my side, or I need to, like...
Hey, listen to me. Get out of here. This is danger zone.
You can invoke this D8 asset.
Okay.
They go away after a while, but... Because this is big, I'm going to let you keep it, because it's a one-shot, so... So they kind of, like, start to cheer a little bit, like, ah! You see a few, they might be mutants, but you see a few people wearing, like, the X t-shirt.
Yeah.
The bootleg one. You know, they're kind of like screen prints.
Do I notice this as well?
Yeah.
Okay. I nod my head.
Someone in the crowd tries to take a selfie with you, and you feel, like, the hand coming around.
Immediately move aside and kind of grabbing their hand. Let me do that for you, sugar.
Okay.
And I carefully, you know, keeping my arm kind of down, take their phone and take a picture.
So, Rogue, I'm guessing you're not very comfortable with, like, a large crowd of people who are, like, closing in on you and want to touch you.
Not at all.
And I'm guessing, Captain Marvel, you don't want an incident to occur.
I don't want an incident.
Or any flashbacks. You're like, oh no!
Okay, so in order to kind of break that or whatever,
mm-hmm.
I'd be like, here, come on, why don't we all get a... I'm going to walk over and say, why don't we all get a selfie together and then we have to go? Yeah, I'm just trying to break, you know, so bend down and say, hey,
lots
you
of know, cell phones flashing.
You know. All right. And then, sorry, folks, but we have some, you know, the day to be saving.
Yeah.
That was pretty bad. I know that.
Really bad. You should
I know.
So you,
I knew you can do better.
Are you flying or are you walking?
Flying. You gotta make a show.
I have no problem with that. I love flying.
It's the best thing I ever stole.
It is.
Yeah. Wanna stay away from those types of comments right now.
Still went pretty well.
What's that?
That went pretty well.
Yeah, because, okay, to be honest with you, the way I'm looking at this is, like, I used to be an EMS, and I know what it's like to work with somebody you might not really like, and sometimes you have bad feelings for. You still have a job to do, you still have to get through it. You know what I mean? You just try to keep, you know, so that's the way I'm looking, but that attitude is the exact same attitude that Carol would have.
I work with Wolverine, so...
So do I.
As well, you know, New York is basically, like, the center of all things superhero-y and supervillainy. There's, like, the Fantastic Four in the Baxter Building, Spider-Man's here, Avengers are here, the X-Men live right uptown, so, like, you know, there's always something going on. I'm assuming you're not looking for purse snatchers, though. You're looking for something a little bit...
Either way, if somebody snatches a purse in front of us, we will... I mean, we kind of have to deal with it, you know? And the one thing, though, again, if this is a PR thing, we have to do it in view of the public. I mean,
like, if there's a kitten in the tree, I'll go grab a kitten in the tree.
Mm-hmm. So we're just, I mean, the way I'm visioning it right now is we're kind of flying rather low.
You get a lot of waves and cheers.
Mm-hmm.
Wasp, I don't like your new costume.
Oh, bless your heart!
You both see a trio of police cars barreling through an intersection alongside of one another. Full tilt, just sirens going, you know, they're like, get the hell out of the way, and there's an ambulance following quickly behind.
Okay.
I think that's our cue, sweetheart.
Okay, let's follow them. We'll keep our distance, though.
The police cars are kind of, like, cordoning off part of the street. You see there are an array of people armed. They're kind of, like, you can tell they're together, but it's really, like, a mishmash of clothing. You see a couple of guys who look like they're wearing, like, improvised body armor. Some characters in street clothes. You see some, like, handguns are out. You see a few definitely illegal semi-automatic weapons. So it's almost like a militia force or something. Rogue, you know.
Wait, is this with the cops, or is this who's...
No.
These are who's the cops.
They're basically... The cops have stopped at the end of the street, and they're trying to keep a perimeter and keep people back.
Okay.
Rogue, you know exactly where you are. This building across the street from where all these people are basically armed and armored is a very familiar place. You've been here a few times when you've come to visit in New York.
Okay.
This is a place called X-Factor Investigations. This is a mutant-run detective agency that basically helps humans, mutants, anybody that has a problem. So it looks like the police are basically trying to keep people back from, like, getting into some kind of crossfire. You do hear, you both see and hear the sound of gunfire coming from the roof of X-Factor Investigations. What are you doing?
So I know the building, I don't know this group, is what you were saying.
You know this group. From the shirts and their armbands. It's the Friends of Humanity. They are...
I hate these guys.
Basically, who are these guys?
The Friends of Humanity?
No, this no is character
more,
asking.
Oh. I was saying, no more mutants.
Yeah.
No more mutants. No more mutants.
Yeah.
No more mutants.
See, you would be much more aware of them than yeah. I would be.
I, you know, yeah, as we're kind of hovering, kind of looking, getting a view?
Yeah, yeah.
I tell you, these are some of my biggest fans after you.
Okay, what are we looking at for power set?
They... guns.
That's it?
They're humans. They might have some kind of mechanical enhancements, but...
Okay, so what I want to do is use my combat expertise.
Mm-hmm.
And my... okay, so that would be a D8. I would like to use my buddy, since I'm with a buddy. And then battle-tested hero. I know war machines. I know combat. I know everything. You know what I mean? I have at least experience with it. I want to see what kind of weapons they're firing and anything in there I should know about. Like okay, a perception so check, okay. Essentially.
So you're trying to create an asset of knowing kind of lay of the land, who's the screw.
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's like, I'm looking at are they energy-based weapons? Are they, you know what I mean? Or if these are just like M16s, and we're just going to go down and kick the shit out of them. But, okay. So, and then battle-tested hero is what, a D6?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Unless it's going to count. Basically, it's always going to be a D6 for a distinction, unless it's something that's counting against you.
Covert expert, would that work as well?
Are you using combat expert already?
Yes.
So you can only use one special.
Okay, cool.
You can make the argument for a covert expert if you're trying to, like, spot people hiding guns.
Okay, cool.
They don't seem to be doing that.
Okay.
So I will give you a PowerPoint for this, and you cannot use that in any way, shape, or form.
Okay.
There's your PowerPoint.
And what do I do with this?
You can use that to activate special effects, to do all kinds of cool things, to keep extra die when you roll. Good stuff. Good things.
I have a thought.
What?
With my stolen personality.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Just real quick, what did I see?
It's a total mishmash. You see a couple of assault rifles, handguns, some brass knuckles. They do not appear to be... they are heavily armed, but they are not well armed.
Okay.
I want to use my stolen personality, because I know I've taken Wolverines once or twice.
Okay.
So, his combat advantage,
okay.
His knowledge,
right?
I want to kind of use that right now. Does that make sense?
Sure. So you're basically pulling on your old Wolverine experiences.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, buddy, stolen personality would be, what, the D6?
Yep. Unless it's counting against you in some way.
I don't think at this point.
Okay.
You're
kind of leaning on it, so yeah.
And then, can I do combat expert as well?
Yeah, sure.
And are you trying to do similar to what?
Kind of similar to what she was doing. Like, I'm trying to look at them and make sure that, you know, like, these guys aren't in a position where they're about to rush, where there's guys up on the roof, you know, where's the best advantage point, like, would they have snipers set up somewhere?
Sure.
That kind of stuff.
Okay.
Before I go running in and start bashing heads.
Okay. I'm going to tell you this.
Okay.
If you want to create an asset that will help you, then you either rolled a 4 or a 6. So you can either have information and nothing to go forward on, or in some information and something to go forward on.
I'm going to do some information and something to go forward on. I think that's a little more effective.
Okay. So we're going to give you an asset that you can pull on here. And we're going to say... it is going to be a D6 asset, and we're going to call it intel. Basically, you guys scouted them out pretty well before you did anything. There is definitely someone on the roof, and as said before, you do hear and see, like, obvious signs of gunfire at the Friends of Humanity, who are staying just out of range of the bullets. There is a lone gunman on the roof. He is wearing black. He has an assault rifle. He has a military haircut, and he is wearing a shirt with a white skull emblazoned on the front of it. You know him. You know Frank Castle. Mm-hmm. If he's missing this many shots, he's not trying to make them. And to fire into a crowd like this and to not hit everyone is more of a feat than anything else.
Okay. problem is he's a criminal.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so I'm just going to fly down and land right next to him. Hello, Frank.
Danvers.
So what are you doing, Frank?
Keeping the peace. He puts another clip in.
Who are these people?
Friends of Humanity, I think. Hate group.
You realize you have to get out of here, right?
Why's that?
Because I might have to... you're a wanted criminal. You know you are. So, here, tell you what. Do you need help?
What are you gonna do?
I'm gonna take all these guys out. With her. Point to her. Up in the air.
I'm staying here with my eyes on, making sure no one is getting in any sort of line of fire.
The ones you take out usually get back up, Danvers.
Yes.
He looks at them, and he looks at you. You owe me one. And he just like,
the way I see it is you owe me one.
What is that? I'm just here helping out the kid that they were chasing into the building.
But the who's that?
Some mutant kid they chased in. They were throwing bottles at her.
Okay. We'll get her too.
All right. He just like takes out this cool cord that he had tied to the side of the building. Also, you notice as you flew in, explosive charge, tripwire.
So
basically he's like, he's ready to go. That's why the cops are keeping a cordon at the far end of the street. So he just basically like rappels down the side of the building, comes out. You see like a few of the Friends of Humanity guys start to come forward with their guns. He doesn't even have his gun out. He just looks at them and they just take back away. And he just gets in his van and pulls out and just bashes through the police cordon.
Okay, so I'm gonna just fly up and say, all right, Rogue, do your thing. There's a mutant boy in there. I'll get the boy, you take care of them, and fly off. I'm not waiting for an answer.
So you're going to fly into into X-Factor Investigations?
Yes.
Okay. The door is locked. I'm assuming you give two shits.
You're gonna break down their door. How about we both take care of these guys?
Okay, so in other words, they're safe in there.
As long as we're here.
If someone opens up on the building with assault rifles.
Yeah.
I'm going to just land.
Any of the windows, anything like that?
I mean, there's windows, but it looks like someone's, like, drawn the curtains. This looks like a place under siege, like, as much as you can siege a modern building.
Okay, so I'm not going to break through the door, but how many stories?
Five.
Fourth floor, break in one of the windows, just fly right in.
Okay. It looks to be a converted apartment building, like you do see that. It looks like you've flown into someone's room. You see... So, this is, like, a very comfortable room. Lots of, like, thick woolen blankets. Nice love seat. You see a big poster of Deadpool on the wall. You see, oddly enough, like, you see, like, a poster of it's like an opera singer. It's hard to tell because the lights are off.
Okay.
Deadpool stands out because it's Deadpool. It's like, oh, Christ, that idiot.
Yeah.
But yeah, it looks like someone's bedroom.
And I'm just going to go through saying, hello, hello.
Rogue, what are you doing?
I land middle of the street. Boys, I think it's time to pack up and go home.
One of them, the Friends of Humanity, steps forward, flanked by two of the armed ones. He has no weapon in his hands. We have the right to peaceably protest and assemble.
Those guns don't seem very peaceful to me, sugar.
We also have the right to bear arms and to defend ourselves.
No one's attacking you. You seem to be trying to attack someone else.
That man was opening fire on us before you helped him to escape.
I see no man up there, and I just came up the road, taking a nice stroll on this beautiful day.
Hello, Rogue.
Because it's Rogue. Now, the way I see it, we got two options here. You guys put your guns down. Go speak with those police officers over there, and we call it a day. Or, I'm going to have to take those guns from you and deliver you myself to the police.
You have a Southern charm roll or something?
Yeah.
I do, Southern Belle.
Yeah.
So what, roll a d6?
Well, you're solo, so it's a d6 and a d6. And if you can think of anything else that would apply here.
Yeah, we're just going to do that. Because durability, the strength, the flight, none of that. Combat expert. It's not combat, really. Cosmic. What's cosmic?
That would be like, who is the Kree?
Got it.
We're the Guardians of the Galaxy.
You got that from me, just so you know.
No, the X-Men all have cosmic experts. They're always going into
space. Oh, that is true. That is true.
She okay. Our Empire and I like this.
Most of the Avengers have it. The yeah, fantastic cosmic expert most people have.
Yeah. Yeah.
Listen, Gladiator and I. That sweet piece of meat.
Mm-mm-mm. Ew.
Now, I did use Stolen Personality in the scene already.
You did. So you would get one experience point.
Okay. What do I use the experience points for?
You level up between scenes.
Gotcha. Okay.
So I'm just gonna... go ahead and mark that you've got one XP.
6-6. The thing is, though, that still hits your number.
That's the thing.
Because, you know what I mean? The These number's there. You might not have the dice to actually hit that number.
So the person you're staring down looks you over. He is an African-American gentleman. Looks to be about middle age, very well dressed.
Yeah.
He's wearing a suit. Everyone else is wearing, like, you know, camo gear and, like, the kind of stuff you'd expect, like, a hate group.
Yeah.
You know, skinheads. Absolutely. He looks you up and down and he goes, "We know you, Anne-Marie. Your day will come."
Whoa, what?
"Gentlemen, the mutants will not harm you. Go back to your homes." And they just walk down the street towards the police cordon. You see the police are handcuffing them because they're, you know, firing off guns in the middle of the street. And he just stands there and stares you down while these people walk by behind him. And you would think, like, he would get nervous as he's, like, losing, like, you know, a bunch of armed goons at his back. But he doesn't. He just coldly watches.
How'd you know that name?
And he just turns and walks away.
I follow him.
He gets to the police cordon. They start putting the cuffs on him.
"What's your name?"
He quietly gets in the back of the squad car. The police officers are, they're really pleased with you. They're like,
"Yeah, I walk over and make sure that everyone's okay and that they got everything."
I mean, we got to get a wagon in to take the rest of these guys in, but we're going to get him out of here. He seemed to be the one getting them all up in arms.
You know what they were going on about?
They showed up here about an hour ago. We got a call from inside the building saying, you know, there was a mob. We came in. They were calm for a bit, it looked like. Somebody came, you know, we told them, "You can't block the street." We didn't see any guns. And then next thing we know, someone came out. They threw a bottle at her. She ran inside. Then the Punisher shows up and we fall back. That's standard procedure, is to give them at least a block and a half.
For Punisher type things.
I mean, we're not, you know, we're police officers. We'll try to deal with them, but...
It's alright. It's alright.
We're waiting for the bomb squad. That probably got tripwires and...
Well, I'll tell you what. I'll take a look at that. You guys keep, you know, the street kind of clear for a little bit. Let me make sure there's nothing weird up there.
Okay.
But if you guys... Can you let the Avengers know who that guy was?
I mean, the Avengers are... Yeah, sure. We'll give you a copy of the police report.
Okay. I just want to know who he is.
We'll run prints on him.
Okay. I'll check in with you guys later, then.
You might want to, you know, check on the girl. She was probably hurt. The EMTs aren't going in there until the bomb squad sweeps the place.
I will take a look and go over and help.
Okay. Are you just walking up to the front door?
I'm flying to the roof. Not landing, but just looking.
You see what Carol saw before. I mean, lots of tripwires, explosives... Probably nothing you want to go...
Nope. Oh, yeah. No. I'm going to go back down, fly back over to the police, and tell them what I just saw.
Okay. Inside the building.
Okay.
You hear kind of like this weird growling coming from the next room over. You hear the sound of like running water and just like, "Fuckers!"
Growling?
Yeah.
"Hey, kitty, kitty."
You going in?
Yes.
You enter a yellow and pink tiled bedazzled bathroom. Very, you know, 70s.
Worst colors you could put together.
Oh, yeah. It's full on 70s bathroom. Just like orange bath mat, you know, like shower curtain that has like
Rogue would like you to get horses. The designer's name, please.
So when you walk in, the first thing you notice, aside from the horrible decor, is... There is a werewolf washing, like, bits of broken glass and just, like, matted bloody hair away from her face. Damn it, the glass ain't coming out. Just, like, picking out shards of glass. And it's very clearly, like, a broken bottle from, like, a liquor bottle because it's, like, brown glass, not, like, "Get the fuck out!" Slams the door.
Hello? Are you okay in there?
Piss off!
You know, I'm just here to help.
You can help by pissing off.
Is this where you live?
Yes.
Are you okay? We're dealing with the people outside.
I'm going to deal with them in a minute.
Okay.
I'm going to rip the throats out and then stick my fist up their arse.
Oh, honey, I'm going to have that done before you even get to that chance.
So you're just, like, trying to, like, talk through the bathroom door to the werewolf?
Yeah. She's not harming me. I know who she is.
Yeah.
Does
Carol know who she is?
I don't know. Because Carol was old school X-Men.
Yeah.
Didn't really break off in, like, the subgroups.
She probably doesn't know who this is.
I don't think she would know who is. She would know, like, you know, this is, Arya Stark's playing her in the New Mutants movie.
Oh, okay.
The little werewolf girl.
She's not little anymore.
Yeah, but...
She's one of my favorite Arya Stark's X-Men little characters.
Okay. I'm assuming this is the mutant girl that the assholes were chasing. I'm assuming all of this, you know, she got caught in the...
Bottle
yeah, where did you get caught?
They threw a feckin' bottle at me head.
Oh, do you need any help at all?
No, the healing factor will take care of it quick enough. I just gotta get the glass out.
Do you need help?
Yes.
She's all
right.
She
opens the door, puts on, like, this gray towel, like, terry cloth robe and, like, changes back to this kind of pale, red-headed girl.
Oh, she's back in girl mode.
Yeah.
Okay.
Very pissed off looking, very tough looking. You know, I got some tweezers and, if you could just help me pick the glass out, that'd be grand.
Yes, let's do it.
EMT mode.
Mm-hmm.
How much glass do you get in your forehead when someone busts a bottle on it?
Well, a lot of it depends. You're not going to get much glass in there. I mean, yes, you probably will get, like, a little bit. But mostly whenever it breaks, it's bigger pieces and you're looking at just straight-up lacerations. Yes, there could be glass in there, but it's mostly just wax. You get more of the pieces of glass in something like a windshield that's not going to shatter, you know what I mean?
It powders.
Yeah, yeah. So
you get all that lovely powdered glass in your eye.
That's what you gotta worry about. In fact, I've had nightmares about that stuff. But
so you're administering as best you can.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, hey, like I said, I was a pilot. I had a first aid kit. I was shot down once, broke my leg. And I know how to... I know basic first aid. I was in the Air Force. And that's all this is.
Every time she says, I was in the Air Force, she gets a point taken off of her.
That gives me a good one.
You're that Captain Marvel.
That's me.
What the hell are you doing here?
I'm working with one of the X-Men.
It's not Nightcrawler, is it?
No. Although I might have preferred that today.
You didn't bring Wolverine here, because he'll drink all my beer. She starts, like, getting up, like, if that pisser's downstairs drinking all my beer...
No, it's not him. Do you know Rogue?
Kinda. I never let her get too close, because, you know...
Flashback!
She kind of laughs, because I know that very well. She owes her flight, her flying abilities to me.
And her strength, and her vulnerability.
Alright, so after I pick out whatever, I'm like, listen, direct pressure... You want to put a little bit of ice on it, but I'm going to go out there. Is this your home?
Yeah.
Okay. And then, are you safe here for now?
Yeah, the others will be back soon. They just went to the movies, but unfortunately, I stayed in to sleep.
Okay, so let me go out and talk to the police and let them know that you're all right.
Okay.
Okay. And I'm going out the window because,
where's
you know,
the bomb
it's squad? Cool.
Are they here yet?
Nope.
Okay. So I inform the police officers what I've seen.
Mm-hmm.
And then I tell them if they want me to carry one of the bomb squad agents up there, I can do that.
It's probably going to be a while before bomb squad's on site because they are dealing with a few other issues. It's New York.
Yeah.
There's a lot of call for the bomb squad.
It's Marvel Universe in New York.
Yeah. I come over to meet you and tell you about clearing out the guy that I took care of it while you were off inside.
Did you get to punch anyone?
No.
Good. Because you ain't punching anyone without me. Might be my favorite pastime.
Yeah, you should probably talk to someone about that, sure.
But very good job. What?
Nothing.
You did good. The cops saw you do that.
A paneled van is pulling up, and you see newscasters getting out, cameras, reporters who are clearly speaking on what's been going on. Police are still keeping them a safe distance back because there are explosives on site, confirmed.
Speaking of which, I do want to tell the police about there's a girl up there, everything is okay.
She's on her own, they're not going in there.
Okay, yeah. And that's the thing, though, and I also know if there is explosives wired on here, Frank would do it in a way where it's not going to hurt the people below them.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? So that's why I'm really not too worried about
that. Well, that is going to be sure the bomb squad can get up there, right?
Yeah.
Because bomb squad's just doing their job.
Frank Castle is a poet with explosives.
Mm-hmm. He knows how to make them blast in whatever direction he wants them to.
Explosive whisperer.
All right.
So what do you want to do now? They basically are hauling away the last few members of the Friends of Humanity.
I'm just kind of glaring at them for a moment. In my mind, thinking, I can't wait to tell Beast that I solved the problem without using my fists.
Anything right. else that you wish to...
I'm going to tell her about the werewolf.
Yeah.
It's a werewolf girl.
It's Wolfsbane.
Wolfsbane. Yeah, I can
think of her name.
Rain Sinclair. She was an X-Man. Basically, she's kind of like, this is stupid. I'm going to go hang out with X-Factor.
Yeah.
Dances the mystic line a lot, like most of the X-Factor.
I make sure, I'm like, is she all right? Does she need help? Do we need to take her anywhere?
Mm-hmm. And you know why we did this, right?
Why?
The way it happened? Because the public needed to see you do that. And the mutant needed me to help them. See, that's how this thing works.
Are you still watching your friend while she's giving you this, higher than thou?
Yes, because I'm really not paying attention to whatever she's saying.
Because I'm in training mode.
I know what I mean? I'm sitting here being like...
Like, I feel like this is like your job interview.
You're dead staring this dude while she's like, you have to do these things.
Mama, mama.
I'm giving her the Captain America speech. I have heard it 1,000 times.
Cyclops has his own version of that.
Mm-hmm. His has more swear words.
So you see this person who's been staring at you just like coldly, like a shark. Their eyes go a very familiar shade of yellow.
Ah! Ah! Mommy!
And the van and the squad car pulls away.
Oh, I curse.
Why?
You sharing?
No, not with you.
I was going to say,
nope.
This is one you might not want to know, man.
So I see that, and I'm just, I look at you, and for a moment, I'm like, I should tell her. We're having a moment here. Oh, this is just going to end badly for me, so no. I'll take care of Mother later. Mommy dear.
You don't know that it's who you think it is.
But I'm pretty confident.
Could have been the crazy in your head.
No. When was the last time I heard from her?
About a year ago.
Yeah, she's due for a reappearance.
Your first operation has been pretty successful. You, stopped a hate group from doing things. You stopped Punisher from killing anyone. And you didn't get killed by the Punisher.
Frank should worry everyone.
I mean, a depleted uranium shell, I imagine, would not feel good against any skull.
No, but he also wouldn't do that to me. Unless he had reason. The point is don't give him a reason.
Hey, you owe the Punisher a favor.
No, he owes me a favor.
In his mind.
In his mind.
And in my mind, he owes me.
That's hilarious. Both of you arguing about who owes you a favor.
But yeah, we'll stop there. I feel like that's a good... pausing point for
Is this the end of the day and everything, or are we going to continue on to another thing, or
maybe we might do another thing if you guys like this and you want to do more with it.
I did.
I liked the Marvel role-playing game. I like doing stuff with the characters. The cool thing with this game is if we were playing like a longer game or even like next time, you could easily be like, I don't want to be Rogue this time, I want to be Nightcrawler, or okay, so we did this and now like Captain America and Rogue are going to continue on and do things.
She's cool with that. What did I say earlier?
You said that he's an American dream.
He's an all-American
dream. That's a different
dream.
Character. What, no Carnage?
No, I just put out some for misdirection.
You really did, because I'm like, oh my god, what the hell are we doing today? We're fighting Godzilla?
No, so I'm going to say, okay, so we did this and whatever, yeah. So we're going to fly back to the, we'll just do a little wrap up real quick, you know?
Yeah.
Fly back to the Avengers Tower.
You get back, you are flying straight into the tower.
Yeah.
You smell...
grits.
Plush puppies. And fresh coffee.
Coffee. We're like firefighters. We sit around, drink coffee, and wait for something bad to happen. I'm just going to say you did good today. So
you didn't do too bad yourself. Yeah. I'm impressed.
So maybe we'll have to do this again.
I perk up a little. Okay.
Listen, we have had a little bit of a thing going on for a while. Not that type of thing. Yes. So let's just bury the hatchet here.
What are you playing at?
I'm doing this because there's no sense in us being enemies and not like. We have to let the past go.
You were never my enemy.
And you're not my enemy anymore.
You just vomit a little in your mouth before you said that?
Maybe a little bit. Friends.
Buddies.
Wait, I was like, not really teammates, but...
Yeah.
Alright.
You ever need help, you let me know.
And I think that's like a fitting place right there to kind of end it.
Yeah.
Because if you know in the comic books, they did... It's after a little bit of a rough time, they did bury the hatchet. And actually, that was the big thing that made Carol become Captain Marvel. That was the last of the skeletons in her closet. You know what I mean? Once she did that, she was able to quote Kylo Ren, is let the past die.
Was that when Carol from the alternate universe came in?
No. That one... See... Depending what would have happened here, because I was thinking of that, because that remember that they started off civil.
Yes, because they like both that. Said they were like
until you know, Rogue fucked up, and then Carol just said, "It did protect her."
Yeah,
you know what I mean, or it was something like that. But it was a lot of Carol like basically the whole thing with them was her holding back her feelings.
Yeah.
See, that's funny because I was going with that comic book throughout the entire time in this.
Yeah.
It was like, yeah, we're going to be civil with each other, you know.
Until she finds out that Rogue knows possibly Mystique driving away.
See, and that would have been something to be like, you lied to me!
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know how I feel about her, yeah.
Yeah.
She killed my boyfriend in the 70s. Like I said, has Rogue ever at any point been like, yeah, you deserve what I did to you, bitch? She's always been remorseful towards Carol.
Yeah.
Always been like, oh, crap, you know.
But you really took a lot from... She really took a everything. Lot. Yeah.
She took your identity, who you were.
No. I mean, she still doesn't have all of that back.
Trust me, if Rogue could give back all of that to people, she would.
Oh, I'm sure she would.
That's what I love about Rogue. She has this... First off, her ability and her mind cuts her off from all other people.
Mm-hmm. She was more interesting when that was the case than when she got control of her powers.
And could turn it on and off. And yeah, because to me, it's like she cuts herself off. She's a bat. She was manipulated by Mystique. For her powers and the whole destiny and the prophecy and everything.
Yeah.
So then she realizes her mistake. And she has all these voices in her head and she's just filled with regret. She has no clue what's hers and what's not. Which makes her feel even worse. Because she personally knows what it is to not have certain memories. To not be like, this is mine.
I have a dick thing I could say about Rogue.
Say it.
No matter how many people she absorbs, she can never fill the hole inside of herself because she doesn't know who she is.
No, that's absolutely true.
I like Rogue.
I think Rogue's a great character. I have loved her since I turned on Saturday morning cartoons as a kid and saw her punching Apocalypse in the face.
Mm-hmm.
Crashing through Sentinels. I've always loved her character.
Rogue was like that character who could lift a tank and was like the character that you'd like... I had a bad day, and I want someone to go to the mall with me, and Rogue would be, like, first pick, Rogue.
Yeah.
And she had a purple dress, which was always cool.
Yes. Meanwhile, it was like, she's, like, bare arms, and you're just like,
you guys are admiring a character who stole those powers.
But she didn't.
I know, I'm just being an asshole. I know. That's it.
I did like the version of like the X-Men animated series, how they explained how she got those powers. You know, Captain Marvel was like, oh. That's not what happened in the comics, but it was a cool
thing. Yeah, and that was my thing. Like, our funny thing is, like, when we first met and we were talking, and Jess was like, oh, you know, you like comics. Who's your favorite character? Mine's Captain Marvel. And I just sat there with my phone. I will never forget this. Sitting there with my phone going, Rogue.
Yeah. And I just said, you realize the two, there's two, I said something
you,
like,
you said they you have realize, a history. Yeah, and I was that, like, oh yeah, other. I was like, that's why I laughed.
And then later, you said the thing with the airplane. I was like, no! She was coming home and had groceries in her hand, and you attacked her!
I like the or airplane. She attacked. Yeah, I like the airplane better.
I do.
And yeah. I think it's because Rogue didn't jump out and attack when you're having groceries.
You're coming home from the store.
Yeah.
Yeah. But you can't really deny the fact that she's a villain whenever you just ambush a woman who's walking in at home, you know?
Rogue was absolutely a bad guy.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
I mean, she was hanging out with Magneto during the Secret War.
Yeah.
He made her a comb.
The thing that was great about that is that incident was in San Francisco. She was thrown off fell off the Golden Gate Bridge. And was saved by Spider-Woman. And that was one of the most awesome one of the most awesome friendships in the Marvel Universe. Is Jessica Drew and Carol Danvers.
Yeah. Yeah.
The two of them are awesome.
Friends are weird, though, because she's friends with Spider-Woman and Jessica Jones.
Strong, independent women.
Yeah.
No, that makes sense, but it's just like... It's weird, because like, Jessica Jones has a kid... Spider-Woman has a kid.
Does she have a kid now?
Uh-huh. Yeah. She got a baby. Okay.
I didn't know she had a kid now.
I don't know who... I don't know if the baby's parent is, but, you know, Jessica Jones is married to Luke Cage, and she has a baby.
Fucked up characters in the Marvel Universe.
Jessica Jones is not fucked up. She's broken, but she's...
No, I was talking about Jessica Drew. She's pretty broken.
Oh, yeah.
Her parents doing experiments on her?
Everything is fucked up about Jessica Drew. I've always loved Spider-Woman, though.
I started loving her when New Avengers. Because New Avengers is just like, that was when I really, like, full-on, as an adult, got into comics.
Oh, same here. That was my favorite time point of Marvel ever, was Breakout to the end of AVX. That whole section right there, I thought was awesome. There was, you know what I mean? I loved Breakout, the whole New Avengers thing. I love the New Avengers, and then Civil War breaks out.
For those of you who like the Marvel role-playing game, if you get the core book, you can play the entire Breakout. It's all in here, and you can, like, run, like, the original, like, New Avengers, like, the whole scenario, and, like, that was one of the cool things about this book, was like...
That's hilarious, because I forgot about that was even in there.
Yeah, it's like...
Yeah.
This is... And it's like, one of the things they say is like, what if, like, instead of Sentry, like, the Hulk had been in the raft, and you freed the Hulk instead, but it lets you kind of do your own thing. But I like this game. Thank you both for playing it.
Thanks for having us.
We don't get to do too much superhero stuff, and we don't usually do two-player things, but I'm glad we did those.
Yeah. No, this is actually a lot of fun.
Yeah,
so,
I enjoy this.
Yeah.
But,
next time, though, we'll have to grab some more people and actually do a superhero. You know what I mean? Like a big superhero fight.
I like that you guys settle your phones by like not punching the Punisher or having him be like, and for an age.
I think the thing it helps us is we know the Marvel Universe enough to say... Oh, this is, you know what I mean? If I didn't know Marvel, I'd be like, hey, this is just some sicko on a sniper, and let's go after him.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But me knowing, you know.
That's the thing.
Carol's not going to attack him unless she has basic reason to.
And like John said, you know, if he's missing shots.
Yep.
You know, and he's standing on top of a building keeping people back.
He was probably, like, on his way somewhere. It was like. pops like one of those cool Yuis in, into this alley. He's just like, climbs the side of a building with one hand while he's got like, you know, he's loading like grenades and shit. But yeah, until next time, everybody, play more games and be safe. If the Punisher is shooting people, then don't punch him. Try to talk to him. That's probably not safe, though. If you see the Punisher, just run.
Yeah. Just well, it depends on what you're doing.